Once upon a time in the quaint coastal town of Rockport, Massachusetts, there stood a little red fishing shack that locals affectionately called the Scarlet Sardine. It was said to have been built by a long-lost cousin of Captain Ahab himself, who had a penchant for tall tales and wild adventures. The Scarlet Sardine was more than just a shack. It was a hub of eccentricity and laughter. Fishermen and fisherwomen from all walks of life would gather there, swapping stories that seemed to grow taller with each telling. One day, Old Man Wilbur claimed he caught a shark so massive it mistook his boat for a buffet. Another day, Granny Edna boasted she reeled in a whale with a flick of her wrist. And it turned out to be nothing more than a playful seal. But the real marvel of the Scarlet Sardine was the seafood-themed petting zoo assembled by its owner, Captain Gus, a sea-loving prankster with a beard that rivaled Poseidon's. The petting zoo included an octopus named Polly, who could juggle clams with ease, and an oyster named Oswald, whose pearls were painted with funny faces and sold as oyster art. One fine morning, a bunch of tourists arrived, excited to witness these incredible marine marvels. Captain Gus welcomed them with a mischievous twinkle in his eye. He introduced the petting zoo, and the tourists marveled at Ollie's talents and Oswald's quirky pearls. Just as everyone was getting into the spirit, a hilariously unexpected turn of events occurred. A rather clumsy tourist, Harold, tripped and dropped his ice cream cone into Ollie's tank. Startled, Ollie squirted ink everywhere, turning the tourists into walking polka dots. Chaos ensued, but laughter echoed throughout the town. The Scarlet Sardine became the talk of the town, and people flocked to experience its peculiar charm. The little red fishing shack had become a legendary spot, where fish tales were spun, and laughter was the catch of the day. And so, in Rockport, the Scarlet Sardine became the beacon of humor and the fishiest fountain of laughter the world had ever seen.